We are learning Maseches Pesachim, Daf Vav Amud Beis, and we're starting three lines on the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Aleph. So we learned that 30 days before Pesach already starts the Chiyuv B'dikas Chametz. What's the Pesach? Where do you get the number 30 days from? Hanin Shleish V'yoy Maya V'detayah. Where do you get the number 30 from? So Gemara says, you know where you get it from? K'detayah Unta Nebraisa. Sholim V'dorishim V'chas Pesach K'vayna Pesach Shleish V'yoyim. The halacha is 30 days before Pesach, and this halacha incidentally is 30 days before Sukkot. Also, you have to start darshaning v'hilchas Pesach and hilchas Yontif. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shtei Shabbos, it's not 30 days, 2 weeks is when you have to stop appearing for Pesach. My time, and I couldn't find clearly if Rav Shimon Gamliel also holds, like Avedin Bedika also works for 2 weeks. The Chara, it should be Talis Avazah, but I didn't see that anywhere clearly. But our Gemara is discussing more the din of talking about hilchas Pesach before Pesach. So Tanakhama says 30 days, Rav Shimon says 2 weeks. My time with Tanakama. What's the makar for the Tanakama? Sha'ari Moshe Oma de Pesach Rishon Umazer a Pesach Sheni. It says in Parashat Vayloischo with the halachas of Pesach Sheni. It says in the first pasuk in Perek Tes, second pasuk in Perek Tes, says V'yasu bnei Yisrael sa Pesach b'mayadoy. And then it says V'yasu sa Pesach b'rishon v'avashem v'chayish v'rabayim v'asinai chalat shivishem v'yisrael. And then it says the pasuk of right after that, the dinim of Vahi Nashim Shoyim Zemel Nefesh, dinim of Pesach Sheni. Shrei Moshe Oyim Pesach Rishon, Amaza Al Pesach Sheni. We're standing on Pesach and talking about Pesach Rishon. Shadam Av Yasim Rei Shoyim Zemel Pesach Moyadoy. The Torah says a story of that they did the Karm Pesach, and on that day, V'chsev Vahi Nashim Shoyim Zemel Nefesh Adam, they came over to him and said, oh, we can't do Karm Pesach. And Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, Hashem said, no, Pesach Sheni. 30 days before Pesach Sheni. Which is on the 40th day, and there's 30 days before the 14th day of Pesach Sheni. It's Agav, I'm not going to get into this, but there's a big kasha. It's really 31 days. Because Nisan is a Malay, and if you figure it out, it's really 31 days. Because you can't both days. The raya is, we'll see, that the Makara, 14 days for Shimon Meal is for Shresh Nisan. So it means you count the day standing on, and the day of the Karan Pesach. We say 2 weeks. So there, if you stand on the 14th day, and you count the 14th and the 14th, and it's a Malay, it's 31 days. But we're not going to get into that right now. There are kids, not too many, unfortunately, asked the kasha. We found one person, someone called the Beirach Moshe, asked the kasha. Okay. Akaponim, Shinem, V'yasub Nei Yisrael, Sam, Pesach Amoy, V'ksiva, Yine Osh Mashoy, V'nei Melav Shodom. So you see that on Pesach Rishon, he was waiting, he was telling them about Pesach Sheni. So you see, 30 days before, already you got to talk about Pesach. It's not a raya. They were talking about Pesach anyway. That was the day of the Karm Pesach. So they came to complain to Moshe. Moshe said about Pesach Sheni. It doesn't mean every time you have to talk about Pesach that you do it 2 weeks before, do it a month before. It's not a raya. So Shmuel is not a raya. My time is Shmuel Mil. What's the reason Shmuel Mil of 2 weeks? Because Moshe Rabbeinu stood on Rosh Chodesh and told him about Pesach. Shenemar says in Parashas Boy, the first mitzvah in the Torah, Chodesh Hazel Lechem Rosh Chodesh Mishum Lechem Achat Shehashan. I was talking about Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And a few psukim later it says, Darbo called Das Yisrael Lema Ba'es Lechodesh Zav Yikul Lehem Ish Shel Beis Aves. And that's the next pasuk. It says there, the next pasuk about Karban Pesach. So you see, 2 weeks before you have to do Karban Pesach. Frank Demar, who said, maybe the Pasuk Aleph was on Rosh Chodesh, and Pasuk Beis was on Gimel Chodesh. Maybe it was the fourth day of the month or the fifth day of the month. How do you know the second Pasuk was also on Rosh Chodesh? So it has that arayah, it's 2 weeks. We know that Rosh Chodesh is 2 weeks before the 14th day, but maybe that second Sivri was on the fourth day of the month or the fifth day of the month. Elamah Rabba Bar Shimi Mishmei the Ravina Mahachov in this Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Vaidaba Hashem El Moshe Midvah Sinai B'shana Hashenis B'chayesh Arisha. And this pasuk is in Ba'aloyscha, right before that Karan Pesach we just talked about before. It says that Hashem spoke to Moshe Midvah Sinai in the second year B'chayesh Arisha, in the first month. B'ksiv Yasim Reisha Oz Pesach Amayadai. So you see that Hashem told them about Pesach on Chayesh Arisha, which we think means the first day of the month. And then they made the Pesach on the 14th day. So you see, 2 weeks before, you had a tzivui. Hachinami, what's the raya? My debris Yach Koyi, who said that pasuk of Midbar Sinai B'shana Hashem B'chayesh Arishayin, good, it was in the first month. Who said it was the first day of the month? Maybe Dilma B'yarcha B'chmish B'yarcha B'arba B'yarcha B'chmish B'yarcha, maybe the fourth or the fifth day of the month. Koyi, Amram Nachman Yitzchak, you know how we know that pasuk in Bahaloyscha, beginning of telling you about Pesach Rishayin, we're talking about Rosh Chodesh, because there it says B'midbar, and it says in the first pasuk in Sefer B'midbar, it says B'midbar. In the first pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar, Poyel Moyed Be'echod L'Chodesh Hashem, the first day of Rosh Chodesh year. Ma'alah Halom, and also B'Shana Hashemis. Ma'alah Halom B'Rosh Chodesh, just like the first pasuk of Sefer Bamidbar, Tumah Rosh Chodesh, and says the word Bamidbar there. Here also, where it says the word Bamidbar, and it says B'Chodesh Harishon, it means the first day of the Chodesh. Afkam B'Rosh Chodesh. V'Etimor Akasha, and this is Akasha, has nothing to do with the Gemara before, because now we already established Rosh Chodesh and the Rabbanon. Rabbanon hold the Raya is 30 days from Pesach Rishon and commanded them at Pesach Sheni. Shem Mil holds because he stood on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and commanded them at Pesach Rishon, which is 2 weeks away. Vreitig Marakasha, v'nichtoiv b'reisha, is a stammer question. If the first pasuk in Sefer Midbar is talking about Rosh Chodesh Ir, so how could two parashas later talk about Rosh Chodesh Nisan? It's out of order. V'nichtoiv b'reisha the Chodesh Rishon, first you just talk about Karm Pesach, v'hal the nichtoiv the Chodesh Rishon, then say the next pasuk. There's no order in the Torah. When events happen in Torah, it's lav dafka in order. And Rashi in Chumash speaks out why taka didn't we start off with the Pesach? Because he says that was the only Pesach they brought in the Midbar. For the next 38 years, they did not bring any Karm Pesach. Therefore, it was Gnus Shal Klal Yisrael to a certain extent. And therefore, did not someone start off safer by Midbar Gnus? Therefore, we start off with this Pesach. But it's still based on this cloud, Ein Muktam Mocha B'Tayr. Omra Papa, this din of Ein Muktam Mocha B'Tayr, Le'amar Amatrei Inyoni, only by two different Inyonim. Avachad Inyona, but one Inyon, Ma'idah Muktam, Muktam, Ma'idah Mocha Mocha. Then everything is very exact. When it's the same Inyon, same story, same discussion, same topic, then it always, whatever, then it's very exact. I'll tell you a Rai. Dilatay Mahachi, we know that there are certain drashas that we make in the Gemara, klal prat and prat klal. Klal prat means you first have a general rule, and then you say the exact details. Then it has to be like the details. Ein mavshav klal el shavashav prat. It's only exact details. And the opposite. Let's say a prat, then you say a klal afterwards. Say a general rule afterwards. Then it's marbe. But l'chayra, if it wasn't an order, so how do you know that the klal is first or the prat is first? Lo yotei v'achi klal prat ein b'klal mashav prat. The law is if you have first a rule, then a specifics. The rule has to follow the specifics. Dilma, prata klal. Maybe that drasha is really a prata klal, just out of order. Vesu, and the same question is the opposite. We have a prata klal, the loch is, not a klal, the rule is moisav al prat, it's moisav on the specific. Dilma klal pratu, maybe it's really a klal prat. So therefore you have to say that in the same Indian, of course, it's always in order. Freyti Gemara, we have an idea in other mesechta sometimes, in other places, maybe it's in the Zachot also, that you can have a klal prat even in two different parishes. Idea is two inyanim, let's say in muktam mukhav taira. Yahi, I feel over tre inyano, nami, even by tre inyano, nami, you should have this din of that you should have his kasha, how you say klal prat a klal. So, honey, come on, you're my klal prat, I'm chokum zem, zem, in dono, you saw your klal prat, shopper. That's good. If you know, says you can't make klal prat in two different parashas. Okay, so I understand you have no kasha. But there's a mandiyama says you're allowed to make klal prat in two parashas. We just finished saying that it's possible to have a muktam mukhav taira to inyanim. So how do you do that? Ma'ik l'meima. So the more no, if you don't know, even those who say that you can say klal prat, you don't say klal prat in two different inyanim. It's only the same topic. Just the topics are two different places. Abatrei inyanim ain't donim. But two different topics you don't say. So our bottom line is the same topic, you say there is a special order, exact order to the Torah. When it's not the same topic, then it could be sometimes the Torah has reasons why he wrote it in a different order. Like we said, the reason by Karm Pesach is Alster Gnus. That's the end of this din of talking about Pesach for Pesach, Machlokes. Now I'm going to go back into Bedikas Chametz. Amrav Yehuda Amrav. The halach is haboideik tzarach shiavatal. When you finish doing bedikas chametz, you have to do bittel, which means that even if you did bedikas chametz, you didn't find any chametz. You have to do bittel. You have to say everything that I didn't find is bottle mavotel. My time, ine mishum purim. Maybe it's because of the crumbs that you didn't find. It's very hard to clear all the crumbs. That's why you make a bittel. Mar says halach hashivi. Those are bottle anyway. They're not kosher. They're bottle me'elav. You don't have to make bittel on them. They're already like hefker and like the offer. They're like the dirt. The purim are not bottle. Why? Because I'm watching my house because I have all my silver menorahs here. And then agav that, I'm watching the crumbs, so that makes it chashiv. But ring a raya, it's not true. Someone has a field, and in, or a garden, an orchard. And in this orchard, he has good fruit and bad fruit. Vatanya, still we'll see that the bad fruit is considered hefker. Vatanya, shefei te'enim, he has the last part of figs. Those figs are never going to grow. They're not good figs. Umeshamer sedeyon pnei anavim. But he's watching, his field is still being watched by a security guard because that he didn't harvest his grapes yet. Or, seifa anavim, he has grapes that are at the end, that they're not going to be good. Umeshamer sedeyon pnei makshoyis meyred lois. And he's watching his field because of his cucumbers and his gourds. Rashi says that kishuim are cucumbers and deluim are gourds, but makshoyis meyred lois are the trees that it grows on, the bushes that it grows on. And that's what Rashi says. I'm not sure if those things grow from on a tree, really, but Rashi says, Kori ha'ilonis. That's what Rashi says. He calls them trees. So they change it to natiyas. But upon him, that's the natiyas I call makshoyis madlois. So the halacha is that if you're watching the bad stuff, agav the good stuff, bezman shabal bayis makbar aleim, if you're makbar on those bad ta'inim or anavim, then asurim shabgazel v'chayav v'maisa. It's also because of gazel and chayav maisa. Don't shein bal bayis makbar aleim. If you don't care about it, even though you're watching the field, mutar mishum gazel mishum mishum maisa. What's the pshat? Because it's hefker. I don't care if I'm watching. It's hefker. So back here, the crumbs. Just because I'm watching the house for other things, the crumbs of the maisa are hefker. So why in the world doom bittel the crumbs you don't care about? Amar Rava. The reason is an interesting reason. Maybe while you're doing these chametz, you're going to find a very nice geshmak of Danish. And you say, it doesn't make sense. You know, it's in the wrapper, so Kasturin's Danish. And you say, I'm not going to throw this out. I feel bad. I don't want to throw it out right now. And he's going to forget about it. But Daiteloi, he's never mind on it. And he doesn't have the heart to get rid of it right now. He's not going to eat it, of course, on Pesach. But right now, he doesn't want to get rid of it. No, that's the kashra. So it's different. You have to make a bittel that the bittel says that anything that I didn't get rid of, I am a vatel. He has the heart of a vatel. He doesn't have a heart to destroy it. Something such a good thing, he doesn't want to destroy it. So he might leave it. So then he's a vatel. So afraid to Gemara, okay, what's the problem? You have to make a bittel. Rav digas chametz. It's 10 o'clock at night. You have to make a bittel. A big deal. When you find the Stern's Danish, you're a vatel right then. V'chimishkach is a vatel. If you find it, you're a vatel. What's the problem? And for the Gemara, you might find that after Zman Issa Chometz, V'labra Shusha Kaimein. The halacha is that after Zman Issa Chometz, the Torah took it away from you. It made it Asa Bahana, and it's like you don't own it anymore. Where do you find Shadir? It's a memra. There are two things that is now your Rashus, V'asa Nakas V'kila Rashusha, and the Torah made it T'kila to your Rashus, V'chiyuvim. Someone makes a pit of shirabim. He doesn't own the shirabim. Belongs to the township. The halacha is that his bar, he's chayit. And chametz of sheishos l'mayla also chametz after 6 hours of Pesach is not yours because osav anah. But you chayit bal yimatzeh. What do you mean? It's not yours. Torah put it into your rishus even though you don't own it. So that why bittul won't work when you find it. Break the gemara v'nevatle bechamish v'vatle arba v'vatle bechamish v'vatle in the 4th hour, the 5th hour. So back to four then. Why do I have to dig his chametz? My answer is kivin lo yizman esurihu v'lav dam v'yuru dilan pashon v'atle. Since it's not also to eat right now, mamish, and it's not a zman that you have to get rid of it, so you're not doing a maisa now. There's no time that you're going to do. It has to be a clear time, and then he'll do bittel. He's not going to wake up in the middle of the 4th hour and do bittel. Something has to be going on that. There's bittel. Either there's a zman beer, zman isachamet. Something has to be going on. The yichaps, he has to do bittel. So afraid the Gemara. So I have a good idea. Not levashis. He knows 6th hour. That's when he has to burn the chametz. Make right then. Do bittel. Which we taka do also. We do a second time. Then why don't we take the takana bittel then? My answer is kivin the sura d'abana aloyu. Since from 6th hour and on, this midar abana is already from 6th to the end of 6th hour. It's the abana already. So then you can't do bittel anymore. Given the surah that we do a bit before that, given the surah that Rabbanalo, because the rice is done, it's like the rice, it's like the rice, it's now you're just like Matzah Vatl, and you can't be me Vatlet. That's the halacha, you can't be me Vatlet, and the Gemara will continue in that sugya, and Metz Hashem on the next year will continue, we'll chaz over a little bit and continue. But what we're saying is you have to make a bittel to get rid of that, and you have to be a bittel at the time when you're ready to do it, and after Zman Isser, it's not a good time to do it because now you're just anymore.